Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I am excited today about the broadcast. I am excited that you have tuned in to the Lalisa Williams Show. Our topic this morning, the power of complaining. The power of complaining. Now, I know some of you right there probably are confused. You're like, huh? You mean there's power in complaining? Absolutely, absolutely. And we're going to talk about that power today right here on the Lalisa Williams Show. Well, you know we are here Monday through Friday to bring you topics to empower your life, to help you get the life that you really want, or to change the life that you already have and change it into something that you want. And as I always tell people, we don't just do self-help, but we do self-development. And so we talk about those strategies that will help you become the best you. Now, here's the thing. If you don't use everything that you have, nobody else will. You know, nobody can utilize all your power. You are the only one that can utilize all your power, all your gift, all your talent. There's no one that can do that for you. It just absolutely. Absolutely. Can't be done. Well, there's some exciting things that are happening. Welcome to each and welcome each every person to what is officially known as Women's History Month. Not Women's History Month. No, that will be March. But to Domestic Violence Awareness Month, October. October is also, and probably there's a few other things, Leukemia Month, and, you know, Breast Cancer, and so it's other things too, and you know, and certainly we're not trying to say that October is the only month that it's important to be aware of domestic violence. However, it's just a month that is designated that there are a lot of events and energies put forth in the month of October for people to learn about domestic violence, learn what to do. You know, we are all touched by it one way or another, whether it's happened to us, whether we're victims, survivors, whether people we know are victims or survivors, whether it's our coworkers who are victims or survivors, or perpetrators. So you have victims, survivors, and perpetrators. And I meet many people as I travel, women and men, and especially women, because men, we know traditionally, don't report as much about having been abused, have been violated domestically. And now you have on the rise also same-sex partner abuse on the rise. So we also have that to teach about. And so those are going to be some focuses this month as well. This month we will do some highlights on the subject. We will bring some survivors and on the show, and we'll invite people who are victims and let them learn from the survivors, and so they can learn how they too can become. So victims can learn how to become a survivor. And then I'll do my piece on how to move from survival to thriving. So from survival to thrival, how to get out of just surviving and then move actually into thriving. Now, we know some people are still yet even struggling with their problem. So they're still a victim. They're still struggling in an abusive relationship. But I want to talk to you this morning about a very, very serious topic, and that is the topic of complaining. You know, some people find fault. I used to hear Dr. Eubanks would say, some people find fault as if there's a prize for it, as if there's some type of a reward, some type of medal that they're going to get, you know. And so there is power, though, in complaining. Now, what do we mean by power in complaining? Meaning that if you allow complaining to enter your world, to enter your life and enter your mouth, your thoughts, it has its own power to take you farther than you want to go. And, you know, and it can keep you farther than you want to be kept. So it can actually, eventually, it will destroy you if you are a complainer. And I know this is a message that I'll probably include a chapter on it, because I've been talking so much about it lately. I'll probably include a chapter on it in my next book as I talk more about it. But complaining can really mess you up. Now, I know there are a lot of people who complain. You know, for many of us, you know, it's very common, it's very natural to complain about something. Let's just say if I don't like the way, you know, the grocery store tends to my needs, or I don't like the way they stock their shelves, or I don't like the way their salespeople handle my customer needs or my customer issues. Well, I almost said customer complaints, because, you know, we complain a lot. You know, so I complain. Or if I'm on a job and I don't like the way I'm being treated, or I don't like the pay, or I don't like the benefits, I don't like the other things that are happening on the job. You know, what do? We complain. Let's just say we're in a relationship. We don't like the way we're being treated. We don't like the other person's personality, or we don't like their behavior. What do? We complain. So when we're not happy with things, we complain about it. And I'm really coming against complaining. As a matter of fact, as I was talking with Dr. Solomon on Sunday, and God bless you, Dr. Solomon, he purchased a copy of the book Release Your Power, and we're still in Release Your Power selling mode, so you'll hear me throw in those plugs every now and again. But he was purchasing a copy of the book, and I was explaining to him how, you know, people think, you know, a lot of people, when I try to approach them with the book Release Your Power, and they say, oh, I've already released my power, and, you know, I'm already there. And on the topic, and the title of the cover says, 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. And people say, but I'm already there. I don't need a book about becoming who I really am. And I said, you know, Dr. Solomon, I get that a lot from people. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate because the Bible says knowledge is, you know, basically knowledge is power, because he says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So in the book, there's knowledge on choosing to change and looking within yourself and some other parts of the book and the program, actually, the Release Your Power program. But I said to him, you know, here's a quick check. You know, I love in this political campaign, they talk about the fact checkers. Here's a fact you can check. I said, here's a fact that you can check off to see if people really have become who they really are, if they still need work, if they are a complainer. And he looked at me, you know, I think I caught his attention. I could just tell by the look over his face. And I said, see, a complainer, is that who you really are? I mean, I don't know. If you're really a complainer, then that's pretty sad, because there's power in complaining, and that power is a power that can drag you down all the way to destruction. So I don't know if you want to stay there, okay? If you're a negative person and you say you're already there, well, I don't know about that. You know, negative people don't get very far in life. And if they get there, they certainly don't stay there, and they don't have a lot of friends. And yeah, because let's face it, who wants to be around negative people? Who wants to be around a complainer? I mean, face it, complainers, nobody wants to be around them. People don't want to talk to complainers. They don't want to do things for complainers on the job. Complainers don't get promoted. I remember a job I had back in the 90s, in the mid-90s, somewhere around 94 to 97. I was a store manager, and I started out as a sales associate in the store. And some of you remember the very popular store. Well, popular for some people, not everybody, but Dress Barn. So there you have it. So I was a sales associate in Dress Barn. I started there as just working a few hours a week at night while I was attending Union County College, and at the same time working my full-time job during the day. I was working as a legal secretary during the day, and I was worked part-time in the store and a couple hours a week on the weekend, and I was attending college at night. And I was promoted to assistant store manager, and from there I got promoted to store manager. But what I noticed along the way was that complainers, people who complained, didn't get promoted as often, if ever. And they certainly didn't, but they complained about not getting promoted. And that's why I noticed complaining, because I noticed that the people who complained didn't get promoted. But the thing that they were complaining about was not getting promoted. I said, okay, you know, maybe this is just a unique situation and that's just how it works here at this company. So I moved from that job into another job. And it was a very popular Fortune 500 company. And I won't mention the name, but some of you know my resume, so you probably can figure it out. Same thing. Complainers didn't get promoted. But one of the things that they complained about was not getting promoted. And so I began to put two and two together. And then, of course, I had the story of the children of Israel to back up what I was seeing in the workplace. And I've seen it in other things, too. I've noticed it also in relationships. I noticed that the people in a relationship, if one or the other person is a complainer, typically that person is usually not very happy in the relationship. They're not very satisfied. They're not, you know, like overly joyed. And they don't typically have a lot of success. So what am I saying here? I'm saying that there is power in complaining, but that power takes you to a place where you don't ever want to be. So the reason I use the word power is so that you can understand how serious complaining can be. It has a power all of its own to drag you into destruction, much like it did to children of Israel. It actually kept them, even though they had been enslaved and was in just in a horrible situation where, you know, they could have lost their lives, right? You know, if you're in slavery and you're being dogged out and mistreated. And then there were all types of plagues that were released on the land, and, you know, God shielded them from each and every one. And so much so to the Pharaoh had put out an edict that the firstborn male had to be murdered. So if you had a male in your house, they just dropped dead. But God had told the children of Israel to put blood over the doorpost and that this death angel would pass over them. And all the people who did not had to suffer death of their firstborn, including Pharaoh himself, which, of course, devastated Pharaoh. And so all of these great things that God had done for the children of Israel, miracle after miracle after miracle, he had performed for them. But yet, when he brought them into the desert and he had carried them through the Red Sea, and they had saw how God had worked miracle upon miracle, they saw how God had defeated the Pharaoh right before their very eyes. They saw how God had opened up a way out of no way, departed the Red Sea, and brought them over safely, give them great riches and wealth. And what happens? They start complaining. I'm telling you, there is power in complaining. But what is that power? It is a negative power. Not all power is positive. And any of you science majors and physics majors, and you know this, power can be both power, positive and negative. Look at Satan himself. Satan had enough power to take out, what is it, a third of the angels from heaven with him to destruction. There is power in negativity and complaining, and it will drag you down. And so you don't want to stay in complaint mode. I'm telling you, people think it's okay. Well, guess what? You might not feel that way if you know the truth. So again, that's what I was telling Dr. Solomon yesterday. I said, Dr. Solomon, people got to get this, because look at what ultimately happened to those children of Israel who were complaining. Not only did they have to wander in the wilderness for 40 long years, okay, a 40-day journey, it took them 40 years, and they still didn't get it, and they continued to complain, and so much so that God did not even let them go into the promised land. So in other words, what are we saying here? Complaining can destroy you. Don't do it on the job. Nobody wants to promote a complainer. Nobody wants to, and I remember when I was a recruiter at this one company, and, oh my God, it was amazing to myself, and it was four main recruiters. We had a staff of four and a manager, and, of course, we worked with other hiring managers. We worked for managers of other departments, and they would help us with the hiring process. But we used to hire thousands, literally thousands. The place we were staffing was 11,000 employees. And so, boy, that was an interesting situation to sit across a desk or sit next to a person that you're trying to interview for a job, and they're complaining about their last job. I mean, it used to take every bone and energy in my body to not laugh, number one. It was almost laughable that you would come into a job interview and complain about your supervisor, your coworkers, the work, the company. So anyway, let me just get straight to the point. Don't do that. Do not do that. I don't care how tempting it is. I don't care if you have the worst supervisor in the world, the worst boss in the world, the worst manager, the worst leader. You know what? Not for nothing, y'all, I don't understand how such a basic teaching could be so far from the truth. In other words, you know, it's just not going forth. I don't know. You know, maybe it starts at home. Maybe it starts with parents teaching their little children how to complain. And people might say, well, parents don't do that. Well, yeah, you do, because every time you complain, you're teaching your child to do it. Because, you know, I learned something, and some of you know that I never had a natural child, so I don't know all the ins and outs of raising a kid, all the things kids do and see when they're, you know, growing. But thanks God for my stepdaughter and then my grandson, Jay, I'm able to see it. I was able to see it up close and personal because, you know, she's very close with her father, my husband. So her son and my husband, you know, we spend a lot of time together. And I watch this child can repeat almost everything an adult has said, verbatim, even when you didn't think they were listening. It's natural. I think it's a natural instinct that children have. So parents, whoever you are, if you think that your child is not watching and not listening, oh my goodness, we got another problem. We got another, that's a whole nother, not only that's a whole nother, not only another show, that's a whole nother station. I mean, you know, parents understanding this. So anyway, back to this power of complaining. Complaining can destroy you. I'm telling you, it destroyed the children of Israel. You know the story. If you don't know the story, you can go and you can read the story, starting in the book of Genesis and carry it over to the book of Exodus. You can read the story. You can read it online. You can listen to it. There's audio. There's all kind of ways now to learn something. But what a powerful lesson. I tell you, you know, I got an email today about complaining. Then yesterday I was talking to Dr. Solomon about it. The other Sunday on our broadcast, we were talking about it. It's like, okay, God, I know you've got a lot to say about this complaining. You know, we got to get it right. If you're on the job complaining, that's a no-no. Supervisors don't like complainers. They like problem solvers. They like people who are solution-oriented. Even if you see something wrong on the job, okay, when you go to the supervisor, here's a promotional tip. You want to get promoted. Here's a tip. You see a problem. Great. That's what you're there for. You're there to solve problems. Okay, that's a whole other tip. I would have to back up and say, okay, tip number one, you're being hired to solve a problem. And I know a lot of people don't know that. And I don't assume that they do because they don't. Because as I'm teaching business classes over the past, going into my 10th year coming up January, spring semester of 2013, marks the 10th year that I've been teaching business courses at Union, Essex, and then also Yeshiva. I taught classes there. So a ton of students, thousands of students. Trust me, they work in all kinds of companies. And just listening to them as we discuss topics of leadership and empowerment and motivation on the job, that people do, the average person doesn't know that complaining on the job doesn't get you anywhere. What it will, now, you might be a bully, okay, and you may bully your way into a promotion, but you, because like if you have a timid supervisor or a timid boss, you may be able to bully your way into getting promoted, right? But you certainly won't do it by complaining. I'm sorry, I just can't let you think you can do that. I remember one job I had, and there was a woman, and she came in the door. She did the interview. She did well in the interview. They hired her. She wasn't there a week before she started complaining about everything the supervisor did. I don't understand. How does one do that? Who does that? Who does that? So guess what? Within 6 months, she was let go. And then the saddest thing was, you know, she couldn't figure out why. So I gave her a copy of the book, Release Your Power, and then hopefully she'll find the answer there. Well, I know she will, because that book is designed to help you develop yourself. So the book gets you to look at your strengths, your weaknesses, and it'll ask you some questions. So that's why I said, well, I can't rewrite Release Your Power because it's already written, but I have to write another book now and do a whole chapter on complaining and how it can ruin your life. Same thing, again, it could be a relationship, it could be the job. Now, here's the last area that, well, not last area, but next to the last area that I'll touch on in terms of how complaining can destroy you. It can destroy you even in the church. Okay, leadership. You know, they have a tough enough job, all right? If you haven't tried it, try it. Leading people, leading yourself is hard enough. You already know that. So you already know if just leading yourself is a challenge, having vision for yourself, making goals for yourself, setting objectives for yourself, making change for yourself. If leading yourself is challenging, can you imagine multiplying that times any amount of number? I don't care if it's multiplying one times one. Adding one more person to the scenario makes it difficult. Now you add 2, 3, 4 hundreds of people that you have to now deal with their personalities, their vision, their goals, meshing it with yours, making sure now you're talking about some serious leadership issues. So imagine, in leaders, they don't need complainers. They need solutionists. They need people who can come with a solution. So like we said, if you go to the supervisor with a complaint, here's how to get a promotion. Bring the solution with you. If you're going to take the time to bring up a complaint, take the time to do, and now it's so easy, you can just go on the internet. Take the time to come up with a solution and bring it to the supervisor. That's how you get promoted. Okay, even if you can't come up with a solution, well, then don't come up with a complaint. Because, you know, the thing is, every solution has a problem. And you'll be able to find that. You'll be able to find it, okay? So that's my message for today, is that there is power in complaining, but the power is negative. Don't do it. Stop. If you have a supervisor, a coworker, a team of people that complain, I tell you one thing, you're going to go nowhere fast. If you are a manager, a leader, let's just say you have your own business, you're an entrepreneur, you have your business, and you have one negative person in your staff, you got problems. You got some serious problems. And what I'm suggesting and offering to people at a group rate, I will come in and I will do a workshop, the Release Your Power workshop, and in that workshop I will teach your people how to stop complaining and how to be solutionist. You know, I'm going to write some blogs and do some things with SHRM, and that's the Society for Human Resource Development Management, and I'm teaching people and companies how to hire solutionists. You don't want complainers. Complainers are going to drag down your organization. They're going to drag down your company. They're going to drag you down, and pretty soon you won't have any money. And you certainly won't have any money to pay them, and then they'll be unemployed. And they'll probably blame the president, though, but, you know, oh, well, that's how it works, right? Everybody's got to find somebody to complain. It's unfortunate, but it does happen. It does happen. It happens to a lot of people. So we don't want it to happen to you, and I don't want it to happen to any of my friends, and certainly not any of my friends that tune into this radio broadcast. You know, we're trying to help people. And so we're happy about every door that God has opened for us that has allowed us to go and help people, because that's truly what we have to do. Yeah, we want to do it, but we have to do it. We have to help people. You know, it's foolish to think that people can do everything on their own. They can't. That's why you're here. That's why I'm here. We're here to help people find the solutions to help their lives. We're to help people find the solution to help their lives. That's why we're here. That's why we get up each and every day. We're solutionists. We're not complainers. We've left the land of complaining. We're no longer there. Again, you might have a legitimate complaint initially. What that's saying is that God has chosen you to find a solution for that problem. As a matter of fact, if you want to get promoted in any job, begin to solve problems. If you can, you know, and it takes the same amount of energy to solve a problem as it does to put a complaint out there. It's the same amount of energy. It's the same amount of energy. It's just a redirecting of your energy. But here's the secret. Complaining destroys. Solutions build. So if you want a job, if you're going out to a job and you have an interview coming up and you really want to seal the deal and get that job, do some research in the problems that organization is having or that department is having. Design some solutions. Type it out right now. Here, I'm giving this away absolutely free. This typically I make people pay in the seminars to come and learn this. Type it out. Go to the interview and say, I've done some research into your organization or a similar organization, if you don't want to put them out there on Front Street. Just say, these are some of the problems that I know exist in the field of mechanical engineering, microbiology, financial advising, whatever the fields you are in. Say, these are some of the things that I know to be the problems. Now, here are some solutions that I also know have worked. You can benchmark other companies that are doing it. I like right now what they're even doing with the economy. They're benchmarking a successful employment situation with other countries around the world to say they have very low unemployment. We can do it too. So you benchmark. You find some best practices. You find some solutions that have worked before, and you offer that to that organization. I can't guarantee it. But if I was the hiring manager, I would hire you, put it like that. If it was my company, or even if I was just a hiring manager, or I was the human resources person, I would hire the person that is solution-oriented, not the person who just comes to the interview and says, I want a job. Those days are over, unless you're going for like a very, very low-level job like, store clerk. Or, you're just going to work the counter at a fast food restaurant. But any other type of job, they're looking for people who can be who can find solutions. It may be solutions to the marketing. It may be solutions to community development collaboration. It may be solutions to tapping into social media. It could be a number of types of solutions, okay? But keep that in thought. No complaining. The power of complaining is that it will destroy you. Get out of it. In a relationship, it destroys. No complaining. Find solutions. In the church, in the community, even these politicians. I don't understand. Why would you want to vote for someone? I don't even understand that. Why would you want to vote for someone who can only find fault in complaining? No, it's about solutions. We already know the problems. Everybody knows the problems, and we want solutions. And what are you going to do about it? That's what we want. So there you have it. Don't end up like the children of Israel. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. We'll see you back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Don't forget, if you're coming to the training tomorrow, where I'm going to be teaching you some of the top-notch latest skills in facilitation, adult learning, how to work with adult learners so that you can teach, you can be a seminar leader, you can start your own seminars, you can train. There's a lot of training dollars that are about to come on the scene because of the economy. There are a lot of employees that have been out of work for a long time, and they need to be trained in almost every field imaginable, in every skill, technology, technical skills. They need soft skills, communication skills, management skills, leadership skills. We're going to be opening new factories in this country to put people back to work. That means factories mean you need managers, and even if not, you need people to organize the team and lead the team. You still need leadership skills. So these are some of the trainings that we're going to be teaching. Get with me on that so that you can get ahead of the game and be ready, 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 y'all. It's time to get it done. All right? It was nice to be with you today. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you back tomorrow. Kevin.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.